USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are some encouraging numbers coming back concerning coronavirus in the United States. As the White House Coronavirus Task Force says, cases are starting to stabilize, including in various states and metro areas, which had been epicenters. Response coordinator Dr. Deborah Burke saying each hotspot is being addressed individually.
We talk about these as micro epidemics in metro areas and in rural areas.
There's a Farm Aid show this Saturday. John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Dave Matthews joining Willie Nelson for a streaming Farm Aid concert. The stars will perform Saturday from their homes for the digital concert, which will raise funds and awareness for farmers impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Syrian forces alleged to have carried out a chemical weapons attack. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Syria's Assad regime used sarin and chlorine gas in 3 attacks on opposition forces in March, a chemical weapons oversight group said in a report that was just released. The Organization for the Prevention of Chemical Weapons said the Syrian Air Force bombed the town of Latamina using sarin gas on March 24th and 25th. In the third attack on March 30th, the Air Force carried out a chlorine gas attack on the same town. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. shares its conclusions that Syria retains sufficient chemicals and expertise to not only produce these type of weapons, but also to deploy them.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is said to be getting better after a third night in intensive care for coronavirus. A spokesman says that Johnson is in stable condition, improving, and was sitting up joking with medical staff. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
At last check, inmates at a Washington State prison were still rioting. Over 100 prisoners at Monroe Correctional Complex, 20 miles northeast of Seattle, involved in a big disturbance. News reports from the area saying inmates have lit objects on fire. The facility did recently have several inmates test positive for coronavirus. Multiple law enforcement agencies responding to the incident, but currently it's not known if anyone's been seriously injured. Congressman Jim Banks says he thinks China should be held responsible for coronavirus damages around the world. The Indiana Republican calling on the Trump administration to bring a case against China to the UN International Court of Justice, as he claims the world may have had a better chance to prepare for COVID-19 if China's leaders had not, in his words, become embarrassed by the outbreak having begun there. He says the country shoulders most of the blame for the virus becoming a pandemic. And the Full House gang is back to share a message of hope as they reunited, remotely for a video spoof of the show's traditional opening. 6 of the cast members seen doing various quarantine activities. John Stamos fixing his hair. Bob Saget lathers hand sanitizer on. The video ends with the words, "Stay safe, stay home." Unlike Full House, this will all go away. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.